You know, it's kind of like a guy fielding center field in baseball. Can the guy field an out high fly or can he? Can he go back and catch a ball in the warning track or can he? You know, it's kind of a process. The first thing you do is see if the guy's a natural punt catcher. It's hard to develop those guys if they're not. You kind of either, it's one of those things you almost have it or you don't. He can do that. So that's step one. He can definitely go back there. He's got very good hands. He's got good judgment. He's obviously had very good athletic ability. I think the second step is obviously, can he do it when there's people around him? Now, when the bolts are flying, people are coming at him, gunners are in his face, coverage is in his face. That's going to be the next step to the process. And we're going to find that out here in the preseason game. So, like I said, he'll definitely have some opportunities to do that.
Are you looking at Big Ben as the front runner likely for these jobs, or is it completely wide open where it wouldn't surprise you if somebody replaces him in those roles this year?
Yeah, I think the situation is very fluid. We have a lot of options. You know, Marcus Stidman has the most experience on the team. That goes without saying. He's been doing back there the last couple of years. We have some younger players, some free agent guys that we brought in that have had experience doing it. He has the most experience. So right now, we put a depth chart up. Is he number one? He is, you know, because he's had the experience. And we're going to take a look at the situation, the preseason, and have other guys do it. And, you know, just like every other position battle on the team, it's going to be, you know, it's a production type of thing. So
what was Thigpen's year up to your expectations last year as a returner?
That's a great question. You know, I think if you probably ask him that question, you know, you guys all know numbers sometimes don't tell the whole story. Do we all wish our return numbers were better last year? Yeah. Was that Marcus Thigpen himself? He gets the guy with the number attached next to his name, but there was a lot of situations where our blocking could have been better. We got to get better in the return game as a whole. All 11 guys, you know, not just the returner. We want to be better in that area. We got to get back to where we were in 2012, where we were top five in both categories. So that certainly want to take a step forward there. But that's all 11 guys. So that's not just one. You know,
in terms of the coverage units and return units, do you feel like you have enough pieces to make that group better?
I think we have more potential pieces, and that's a scary word, I know. But we have a lot of more potential pieces maybe in camp and some position battles than we've had before. So this is going to be a very interesting preseason for me and the special team staff. Kind of watch and throw a lot of young guys in there. I think we have a lot of competition, and that's a good problem to have, as you know. Now we have some veterans that have done it, and we got some younger players that look like they can do it. But you know, until we get into those game situations,
do you like the influence you've got on the 53?
I don't know. Do I have any?
Oh yeah, you got it. Cause it's your unit.
Hold on, you looking past me?
It's your unit that decides the final 8-ish spots.
You know what? I'm asked my opinion, and I'm truthful. We make it very clear to the players when they come in that making the team on special teams is very much a reality, and happens all around the league. No different. We're no different than any other team in the league. There's going to be guys whose roles get defined here as we move forward, and some of those guys are going to be special teams core players. Who those guys are yet? You know, we don't know that yet. But hey, like I said, we have a lot of competition. More competition. Probably than I've had in my 6 years here, for sure.